And that's it for our 8 o'clock news. We've got Bob with the forecast in just a couple of minutes. But right now we do have a special in-guest studio. It's Janelle Teppin from the Dundas City Council. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning, Jeff.
How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Now, before we even get into what the council has done, let's talk a little bit about the current situation of the earth that we live on. You know, of course, Northfield is seen. We've made quite a bit here on KYBN Radio about the flooding here in Northfield. I've been through it a few times now, so it seems to be the responses seem to be a little more efficient than they have in the past. What about Dundas? Are you seeing, I'm thinking looking up and down the river there, not that you're immune to flood-prone areas, but it seems like outside maybe the new dog park might be flooded. Have you had some serious flooding issues involving structures, whether they be houses or bridges or anything else?
Yeah, so as you can well imagine, the Cannon has overflowed its banks, just like in Northfield, it has in Dundas as well. Many of your listeners are on social media and have seen pictures that the Dundas Dukes have taken of their field. Memorial Park is pretty well underwater. We had to close the pavilion to renters over the weekend. We'll probably do that again this coming weekend. Just as the water recedes, you know, it's dirty, it's nasty, and we need to get in there and clean out. The Dukes sandbagged their infield area on Friday, I think it was, and protected the infield from washing away, as far as I know. I know that they'll be looking for volunteers to help remove those sandbags, so if anybody's looking for volunteer opportunities, the Dukes are seeking people. The bridge across Hester Street and the river, obviously, is a county-owned structure that we've seen a lot of trees get stuck under the bridge. They've kind of washed through in some cases. They'll be assessing that bridge structure for any damage. I don't foresee any damage having taken place. Yes, our new dog park is underwater. One of the fence has been pushed over. The brand new fence has been pushed over. But again, all of this is in the flood area. And you know, purposefully over time, there has been no development, if you will, in those river flood-prone areas. Mm-hmm. There's one home on the corner of First and Hester, privately owned home, that the water has come up to their house. I'm not sure what damage, if any, they've seen besides just water intrusion.
All right. Once again, Janelle Teppin is with us. From the standpoint of response from the city, you know, we have a lot of our city employees are busy preparing the emergency type stuff, whether it be sandbaggings or getting getting rescue stuff together. Do you have a lot of city activity getting, you know, does that require, is it an extra load for the employees of the city?
To a certain degree, I think, you know, again, we don't have that kind of infrastructure. We don't have the kind of infrastructure that Northfield has mm-hmm. along the river. So we're not sandbagging anything. The river goes over its banks. It is in areas that have been kind of made to have that water over the mm-hmm. banks.
Some designated, you know, flood areas.
We'll do cleanup. That's, I think, where most of our work is going to come.
All right. Let's talk about last night's city council meeting in Dundas. What were the highlights?
Highlights.
How long did it last?
Well, it was a good hour-long meeting.
Okay.
So there was some good conversation. We had, one update is the city did receive a grant from the Department of Employment and Economic Development, DEED, to pay partially for the phase 2 environmental analysis of the old CFS co-op building that the city acquired late last year. So the council approved those agreements to have that work done, those analyses done. And that's just our next step in being able to demolish the building and redevelop it. So it's a long-term plan. We're right at the beginning of that stage. Mm-hmm. What else did they do? They approved a quote from Guth Electric to install the 5 decorative street lights along railway and at each end of the pedestrian bridge as it goes over the river over into Memorial Park. And that's been before the council for a while, and it's an expensive installation, again, along railway street, lot of other infrastructure in there. So there's a lot of, you know, hand digging and trenching that needs to go on. And we're going to have to remove a portion of the sidewalk there along railway mm-hmm. to install those streetlights.
Is that going to be done this year still? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
But, you know, we have to time everything around our Oktoberfest event that's in September. So, you know, we've got Forest and Depot that have gotten their first lift of asphalt, and that will get the second and final lift by the end of July. Again, contractors are pushed out because of all the rain that we've had. Other jobs they've had to delay the first lift of asphalt on those two streets probably 3 or 4 times just because of the rain.
Wow. Yeah, hopefully we get a long dry spell, or at least a fairly dry dry spell.
Right. And then I asked them to review the draft of the capital improvement plan before I bring it to them, probably at their next meeting. And that's where we look at long-term, bigger ticket projects and items, vehicles, trails, sidewalks, sewer and water infrastructure, that kind of thing.
Mm. All right. Janelle, anything else you'd like to mention?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, thanks for checking in. Much appreciated. And we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.